Stations are wanted just to What a beautiful album. I literally just ordered it on Bandcamp while pre-producing this episode and got the CD so I could drive around listening to it. That is The Weather Station. We listened to the full album, which came out February 5th, and it is called Ignorance. I definitely suggest you go to the Bandcamp for The Weather Station and just check out everyone involved. It's an all-star cast of musicians. I should say that you are listening to Underground Sounds. I'm Nick Schofield, playing Canadian independent music on the radio every Monday, 8 to 10 p.m. We have one more album to listen to tonight. This is called ... by Isaac Valentin. Hope you enjoy.
Diane's riding in the back seat with an earring of hope. She goes looking through her purse and finds a match to light her smoke. Then she exhales in a gray plume and thinks to herself, most of what we call tragedy is disguised as something else. Diane, free from her mind, in the back seat of a dark car on the shores of time. Oh, Diane, she's swimming back to me with an arrow in her eyes, with an earring and an ashtray in the morning light. Diane steps on heavy carpets with the dusty scent of pine, and she wanders round the gathering, greeting distant friends of mine. When she spots a plaster statue of a man without a face, she's reminded of her destiny to return some other place. Diane, free from her mind, on a statue of the river to the shores of time. Oh, Diane, she's swimming back to me with a secret in her eyes, the scent of sawdust carpets in the morning light. Diane's wrapped in ink-stained bedsheets, looking like a poet's muse, and she writes with such intensity that her hand's becoming bruised. But she dives a little deeper without a moment's rest. She wrote everything she thought she knew until there was nothing left. Diane, free from her mind, on the outer sandy reaches, on the shores of time. Oh, Diane, she's swimming back to me with a blank page in her eyes, with a bedsheet in a library in the morning light. Diane kneels before a candle, and she says some holy words. Her windows are all open wide, letting in the sound of birds. Then she crosses herself solemnly as she finishes her prayer, and she takes off all her tired clothing except the earring that she wears. Diane, free from her mind, in a black and white cathedral on the shores of time. Oh, Diane, she's swimming back to me with a cardinal in her eyes, with a candle and a question in the morning light. Diane shivers in the bathroom and confronts the cloudy mirror. Her cheeks are red and swollen, but her brown eyes are crystal clear. Then she leans down to the faucet, and with never-ending thirst, she keeps drinking till she forgets I went down the river first. Diane, free from her mind, waiting in the shallow waters on the shores of time. Oh, Diane, she's swimming back to me with a memory in her eyes, with a mirror and her warm breath in the morning light. Northern winds grew warm toward the end of May. And in due time, we'll be just fine, I'm sure of it. When the grass grows green and comes up to our knees, we'll go out on the shore like we've been there before. You turn to look at me, you expression took away my words. We got the news early this week, but another mouth to feed is just another worry. When the earth unfreezes, we'll plant our summer seeds and add a little more. Than we would have before. Oh, how long is the winter, my dear? It's longer every year. Oh, how long is the winter? How slowly time does pass. It's knocking at our door. There's a church. There's a church in every northern town. Weathered panels and an empty bell tower. The wind howls. In the store. Store there's treasures from the south, but they don't bring us any real wealth. The empty shelves. I was born here in this summer. Then we didn't live in ice anymore. When we settled in the house, we were getting used to walls, feeling underground. I went to sleep and don't remember. It seemed the sun would never go down. We used to chase the change of seasons. Now we stay in place. I took a ride. Took a ride out on the snowmobile. On the horizon, saw the ring seals. New year. I lay down. I lay down and move so patiently. The snow reflects the sun and hides me. My stomach growls. I was born here in the summer. Then we didn't live in ice anymore. When they came and killed the dogs, People started staying home, drinking alcohol. I went to sleep and don't remember. The elders hunted for us somehow. Water freezes every winter. Not the same way. Was 8. I was 8 when I was taken there. They called it a school, but it was more like jail. Tall tale. When I returned. When I returned and heard my parents speak, I lost their language in a dark sea. Sinking. I was born here in the summer. Then we didn't live in ice anymore. When they turned us into pawns, the game was played with hearts. Fear was all around. I went to sleep and don't remember all the ones who never were found. I see the dead among our living. But the crime remains. There's a land. There's a land that soaked up all the blood. It clings to everything like dried mud. A dust cloud. There are songs. There are songs that we were forced to sing. But it's the drum connecting everything. Still beating. I was born here in the summer. Then we didn't live in ice anymore. When I look into the past, I see the pride behind our eyes. It's the northern light. And though I sleep inside a memory, through my window comes a soft sound. I can hear my children laughing. Cartoon devil on the streets of Montreal, with the fur hats and the baseball bats racing to the call. All along the mountain kings crying out to be heard, but the river started overflowing, washed away his every word. With the lost days of a cheaper rent, construction cones and bad cement, license plates that don't forget, splashing in the water. With the unforgiving spiral stairs, the fat police who roam in pairs, and thrifted clothes you pay to wear, flooding in the valley, with the wood grain of the depeners, the promising entrepreneurs, and the seasons that are just a blur, washed out to the east coast, with the posters for the boring bands, the wanderers collecting cans, and perfect storefronts left abandoned, clashing in a tidal wave, with the triple-story building vines, the mile-long public restroom lines, and the cryptic lies of parking signs, all sink in the ocean. There's a cartoon devil on the streets of Montreal, with the Peter Pans and Mohawk clans racing to the call. All along the mountain kings crying out to be heard, but the river started overflowing, washed away his every word. With the Sunday morning chime of bells, the fruiteries with bursting shelves, and metro stations hot as hell, splashing in the water. With the radiator window mist, the protesters, their bleeding fists, and doctor's office waiting lists, flooding in the valley. With the fountains and their stolen coins, the braless daughters' nipple points, and the neighborhoods that don't adjoin, washed out to the east coast, with the independent politicians, ghosts of ancient exhibitions, garbage piled behind the kitchens, clashing in a tidal wave, with the graveyard and its million dead, celebrities with shrunken heads, and apron brothers breaking bread, all sank in the ocean. Cartoon devil on the streets of Montreal, with the prostitutes in pinstripe suits racing to the call. All along the mountain kings crying out to be heard, but the river started overflowing, washed away his every word. With the shipping port that stinks east, the pool hall dive bars in the east, and the honking of the passing geese splashing in the water. With the triumph of the muraled walls, the broken light bulbs, darkened halls, and subterranean shopping malls, flooding in the valley. With the whipping wind and empty trees, the je peux parler français aussi, and the music on the balconies,
washed out to the East Coast with the faded chalk of sidewalk games, the dusty gravel clogging drains, and rampant unemployment claims, clashing in a tidal wave with the salt marks on the heavy coats, the toppled over hydro posts, and old folks telling dirty jokes, all sank in the ocean. Grandchild hanging from her head. Cordless phone from ear to shoulder. Milk and sugar, coffee lips. John goes rambling in the backwoods. No protection for his feet. A trail of broken branches showing. Every mushroom fit to eat. Joe is slightly on his shoulder. Reading signals from the sky. Feathers black since 1992. The same day that John's brother died. Joe the Crow leads John back home and waves to Isabel good night. Back into the house for dinner. Every trouble far away. Cigarette lit at the burner. Just another golden day. Another golden day. America, you dropped an anvil from the second floor. The sidewalk crumbled and the water lines poured. You heard the sirens and you headed to the door. Tiptoed down the street and robbed a liquor store. And called your landlord, said you don't live there anymore. America in the prism of distortion.
You lost your baby teeth in a schoolyard brawl. You lost your virginity in a bathroom stall. You lost your graffiti masterpiece when they repainted the wall. You lost your scholarship when the teachers were appalled. And they burned all your records when you took off in the fall. America and the fraying threads of reason. America, you feign to listen, but you speak too soon. Call it midnight when it's hardly afternoon. You say that God has such great plans lined up for you. You got engaged and then you tried to steal the moon. Now you're telling stories only you could think are true. America and the telescope of wonder. You raised a candle up against the night. You turned the darkness into white electric light. Now I understand the visions that I've seen as I wake from an American dream. You went overseas to go and fight the war. You saw the bodies scattered lifeless on the shore. You smelled the smoke and heard the gunfire roar. Looked up to the clouds and watched the bombers soar. But in the chaos, forgot what you're fighting for. America, in the palace of oblivion. America, I saw your face last night on the silver screen. I saw you tell it all in a shrink-wrapped magazine. The paparazzi caught you high on Benzedrine. They found you naked in your twisted limousine. When they pulled you out, you couldn't feel a thing. America and the catapult of silence. America. You played a game in which we only lose. You gave us cattle prods and chains instead of shoes. You gathered our enemies and taught us where to shoot. You planted poplar trees that bore the strangest fruit. But when you cut them down, you didn't burn the roots. America and the sickle of redemption. You were once a hopeful, bright and shining star. You were once the reckless cry of hearts on fire. But now I understand the visions that I've seen as I wake from an American dream. Your father was a vagrant, but your mother was a priest. They tried to raise you into holy royalty. They crawled like animals down on their hands and knees. They gave you anything you asked completely free. But now you're convinced you've inherited their disease. America and the sugar pills of fortune. America. You made a city out of precious stones. You paved a highway out of solid gold. You climbed a ladder made from ancient human bones. You formed a ghetto out of perfectly good homes. You filled the coast. And now there's nowhere left to go. America and the compass of tomorrow. We'll be right back.
And this brings us to the end of tonight's episode of Underground Sounds. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you've been hearing, A, support the artists, whether that's sharing the links with your friends or buying their music via Bandcamp, whatever works. And B, you can listen to past episodes of Underground Sounds over at ckut.ca. I'm Nick Schofield, on the airwaves every Monday, 8 to 10, playing Canadian independent music. And for now, wishing you a good night.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
This is a Krabby Road Studios production.